I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks at Target bracing for layoffs end of week. They're going to hit the G Suite too. Ed Lee talking about that in the news a little bit ago. Just the G Suite layoffs. Corporate 1,800 roles going to be gone as the company works through an ongoing sales decline. Yeah, they adopted the get woke, go broke, screw you strategy, where they decided they'd greet parents at the entry of Targets with an LGBTQ-themed display, specifically targeted by Target at children. Because why not? Why not appeal to just 20% of the population? Why? Yeah, and screw the other 80 anyway. They're just domestic terrorists. If we just really appeal to the 20%, we'll kill... No. How bad is the hemorrhaging? The stock, according to Yahoo Finance, has lost about 30% this year. They're losing sales share to Walmart and other venues. Not surprised. They're saying the regular line layoffs could go into the thousands. But this is totally self-inflicted. Folks, remember how bad it got to? Where they had the displays at the front of the store, and it wasn't just pro-LGBTQ stuff, and it was all of the, you know, we're going to start messing with what aisles we put the toys on. But it was also selling demonic merchandise in LGBTQ colors, you know, and selling demonic merchandise by Ab Perlin. I'll never forget this. And he literally is a Satanist, and he designs pro-LGBTQ. Well, he is actually a she that's transitioning. Because there's nothing like, you know, I'm strapping with my kids, and I'm like, you know, I really wish I, like, can I find, where is the satanic stuff? It's so hard to find in the store. Yeah, you know, no, I specifically want the LGBTQ satanic stuff. It's for my kids, Christmas and all, you know. Said no one ever. All right, maybe like two people in the whole country. They've not recovered from this because they've not been sufficiently sorry. Unbelievable. By the way, this is unbelievable too. After all the screaming and yelling about the Trump ballroom, this is one of these topics. I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't get why the left's screaming about this. Trump is building that brand new, beautiful ballroom. He raised every dime of the money needed for it. There's no tax money. I mean, the Democrats hate American history. They rip it down all the time. Statue after statue after statue. They don't rip down, they burn down. I don't know why they care about this. They're acting all sentimental, like, oh, history. You hate history. You hate America, and you specifically hate American history. It's white supremacists, blah, blah. Well, now even the Washington Post, and you know what? They agree with me. That's, you know, on this one, they don't get it either. They're saying, actually, it's a great thing that Trump's doing this. Construction crews began demolition of the East Wing of the White House on Monday, which angered top Democrats and liberal media figures. But here's the problem. The Washington Post writes, the dining room, the state dining room, seats 140. The East Room seats 200. Trump says the ballroom at the center of his 90,000 square foot addition will accommodate 999 guests. The next Democrat president, the Washington Post writes, will be happy to have this. Yeah, that's tiny. 200, that's it. And they also write, this has become a security nightmare because they have to erect tents a lot of time for the overflow. There's just not big enough for these big state events that Trump throws. And so when you have to protect tents on the lawn that are, you know, yeah, they're weatherproof and all, but they're just, it's a security nightmare. It makes no sense. And it's embarrassing for the greatest country on earth. Got to throw up tents because we don't have a big enough ballroom. So I don't get it. Did you see what Representative Eric Swalwell said? Argued that any Democrat running for president in 2028 needs to vow right now to destroy the ballroom on day one. Why? Destroy it in what? I mean, I get that you people like to burn stuff down, but geez. So it's needed. And folks, you know what's going to happen? I can already do the segment now. It's going to be next Democrat president. The first thing they're going to do, probably inaugurations, is hold it in the ballroom. Because it's going to be the biggest and best space. And they're going to want to be there. It's just silly games. That's all it is. Just more like silly games that we play. I don't care about this issue. I mean, I'm glad Trump's doing it, I guess. I mean, I really appreciate that he didn't spend public money. But I just don't see why this is a big deal. I don't get it. But I do get this. Trump just brought the Portland police to their knees. Oh, it's glorious. Yeah, what do you hear this next? Because you know the Portland police, we've been documenting this for months before it was cool. The Portland police protecting the Democrat street thugs, making them all powerful and the ultimate source of the law in Portland. Yeah, total reversal. And wait to hear what else is going on in Washington State. This is going to blow your mind. Next.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.